Some of these days, February 18th, the panel game about the events of this day and years gone by. In the chair, David Hamilton.
Thank you. Hello and welcome to Some of These Days for February the 18th, the day when a debt collector was fined £5 for smelling horrible. Mr. Smelly, as he was nicknamed, used his foul stench to force people to cough up, but it landed him in the dock on a charge of insulting behaviour. On a good day, he could be smelt up to 30 yards away. I wondered who that was in the back of tonight's audience. Well, Some of These Days is a light-hearted look back at the news, events, people and music for which February the 18th has a special significance. Before we go any further, let me introduce the teams. For those of you listening in black and white, in the red corner we have Fiona Fullerton and Peter Jones. And in the blue corner, Sheila Tracy and Barry Cryer. Peter, before we get on with the game, does February the 18th stir up any special memories for you?
Yes, I remember it was snowing very badly, and this is in the 50s somewhere, sometime, and it was dreadful, the conditions, and I got on a bus, and I offered the conductor a pound note, which he wouldn't accept, because he hadn't got any change, and he made me get off the bus. And I trudged up Regent Street for some hundreds of yards, trying to get a taxi. And eventually I managed to find a taxi which had stopped at the traffic lights, and the driver wouldn't let me get in because I was in such a dreadful state, which I thought was very unkind. And I've always borne a grudge against taxi drivers ever since. I think that's the end of that anecdote. I can go on up Great Portland Street if you like. But,
you've been listening to Some of These Days. Thank you for joining us and good... That was really wonderful, Peter. Sheila, how about you? Anything about February the 18th bring back any memories for you?
I can give you details of February the 18th ever since 1947, because I'll tell you, I bet I'm the only person on the whole of this series who's kept a five-year diary since 1947. I tell you, reading through it to find something for this, you don't know how I've come across some things. But as my name isn't Tony Blackburn, I'm not going to tell you what I came across. But my very first entry... Now, just a minute, Dave, don't get
impatient. Well, I was thinking we'd all like a bit of scandal from your diary.
My very first entry on the 1st February the 18th was, had our geography results. I came sixth with 61.
You always knew your way around, Sheila. That's what I like about you. Fiona, how about you?
Yes, on this day, actually last year when I was living in the United States in Los Angeles, I went for an interview with a very, very important film producer. About halfway through the interview, he said to me, gee, you know, you have such a cute nose. How much did that cost? Well, sums up Los Angeles for you.
It looks great on radio for you.
Thank you.
Your nose looks marvelous. Well, now let's get on with the game, and the first round is called What's in the Daily News? The stories that have hit the headlines on this day. As ever, it's 2 points for a correct answer and one for a bonus. And we'll start with your question, Barry. What discovery delighted astronomers and inspired Walt Disney today in 1930?
Ah, yes, that's the discovery of the planet Goofy. Little known to this day. Sometimes known as Pluto.
Yes, right. Pluto. Ah. Fiona, we stay up in the skies with your question. Oh. BEA announced the start of a special kind of ticket scheme today in 1963. It meant using up spare plane seats cheaply. What was the ticket called?
Must be standby. Is it on standby?
Yes, it was indeed. It was standby, yes. I thought Fiona was far too young to remember that, but there you are, you see. Now, back down to Earth with you, Peter. The clocks changed to BST at 2 a.m. today in 1968, but it wasn't British summertime. What was it?
It can't have been any foreign time. Double British summertime?
No, the initials did actually stand for what it was, BST, but not British summertime. Anybody else remember?
British Standard Time.
Yes. Barry, since you remember, can you tell us what British Standard Time was exactly? I mean, why did we have British Standard Time? Because I don't really remember.
I can tell you in all certainty that neither can I remember. It was old money anyway, I've forgotten.
Well, I'm sure it was still no easier to get up in the morning anyway. Sheila, a strike began today in 1977 at a company which was fast becoming something of an industrial relations joke. Which British concern hit trouble again?
Well, it was something to do with the photography laboratories, but I can't remember. They began with G. No.
Well, close.
So there's been three easy questions, I've got the difficult one.
I'll give you a very good clue. It began with a B and an L.
I didn't think you were allowed to advertise. British Leyland.
Yes, it was British Leyland, and it was something that Barry Cryer knows a lot about because they had trouble in the tool room. 6,000 toolroom workers went on strike. 25,000 were laid off for a week.
That rings a bell as well.
Well, now a question for you both, Fiona and Peter. But first of all, have a listen to this.
I'm editing the Times, and I'm going in to do that now. And as Mark Twain said, the rumours of my death have been greatly exaggerated.
Well, that was recorded some time after this gentleman of the press moved from editorship of the Sunday Times to the Times, announced today in 1981. So the question is, who is he?
Harold Evans.
Harold Evans, ooh, right, yes.
Yeah,
yes. Pretty good, that, for a Guardian reader.
Excuse me, I even know who he's married to.
Who is he? He's married to Mrs. Evans.
The editor of the Tatler, isn't it?
Who's, what's her
name? Tina Brown.
Don't push your luck.
I'm just showing off.
Quit while you're winning, Fiona. Now, for Sheila and Barry, here's a recording of something in flight.
Mark 9 at 9,700 feet per second. Columbia, you got perfect energy, perfect ground track.
Columbia now 9 times the speed of sound.
Well, that was a conversation on a later flight of this craft carried aloft for the first time today in 1977 on the back of a Boeing 747.
Oh. Oh. First shuttle.
Yeah.
Yes, it was America's first shuttle spacecraft, and it was taken up today from Edwards Air Force Base in California. That brings us to the end of this first tremendously exciting round. The scores are Fiona and Peter, 4 points, Sheila and Barry, 7. Now, you'll all like this one because you're all television stars, and the second round is TV Times, a short selection of questions about television. And the first one goes to Fiona. At tea time, 25 years ago, when you were just a babe on BBC television, you could have been watching Eamon Andrews, Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson, and Ronnie Corbett. What children's programme were they starring in? And the clue is that it wasn't starting at 5 to 5 in those days.
Oh, I was only 3.
I know.
And I wasn't even living in this country.
Well, it is.
Eamon
very...
Andrews. Was it Cracker Jack?
Was it?
Cracker Jack.
It was. All together.
Cracker Jack! It's the only one I know.
Sheila, Elkin Allen, the head of Rediffusion Light Entertainment, announced today in 1965 that something wasn't going to be allowed anymore on Ready, Steady, Go. We feel we've been cheating a bit, he said. So what... what did they ban?
Oh, yes, I remember. Of course. Miming.
Yes, with no help at all from Barry Cryer, who is working Sheila from behind. It was miming, and it's not allowed on some of those days either.
Really?
Now, Peter, a snatch of music for you to identify.
Oh, I'm tone deaf.
Well, that was the theme of a programme fronted by Cliff Mitchell-Moore, which was first seen tonight in 1957. What was it called?
Oh, was it Tonight?
It was, yes, you were right, it was Tonight.
Was it Tonight?
Yes.
That was first in 57, was it?
1957,
really?
On this very day.
Yes, 57.
Yep.
How extraordinary.
You remember what you were doing in 1957?
Well, not vividly, no.
He was just leaving Great Portland Street.
Because I have a distinct memory of my daughter being born in 1953 and being asked to be in this programme called Tonight in 1953. I remember Donald Bavistock had a chat with me, and that may account for the fact that he said, don't do anything until you hear from me. And anyway, I disregarded this instruction after 3 or 4 years. And then, as you say, it was 4 years later the program got onto the air. Very interesting. Yes. Well, it's cleared up a lot of things that have been bothering me for some years. Thank you, David.
As you know, Peter, the BBC are known for making snap decisions. But we'll move on with a snap decision to Barry and a quote for you to treasure, said today by this well-known American TV actor who announced that he was going to live in Britain. Okay, so Britain's going down the toilet. But at least you're doing it in style. That was in 1975, and here's a clue as to who said it.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know.
Well, I'm sure that if the clue didn't give it to you,
wonderful.
That would have done.
A great all-round entertainer. I've seen him sing and I've heard him dance. He's wonderful. It was the human bowling ball, wasn't it? Telly Savalas.
Telly Savalas. And with the help of that answer there from Barry, his team, that's Sheila and Barry, are still in the lead. They have 11 points. Fiona and Peter have 8. Now, round about personalities for whom February the 18th means or meant something special. The first bite of the cherry goes to Sheila. And we're going to take you back to 1931, long before your time.
I would say so, yes.
Long before your time. But is the birthday of one of Britain's best-known wits. That was the week that was, and more recently, the ratepayer's Iolanthe are among his credits. So who is he?
Ned Sheeran?
Ned Sheeran.
Gosh, that was a good guess, wasn't it?
Thank God that Barry Cryer has learnt to do joined-up writing. Peter, away from the theatre to books, novelist Len Deighton was born today, but was it 56, 66, or 76 years ago?
Len Deighton can't be 76, can he? No, I wouldn't have thought so. He wrote cookery books, I remember, early on, didn't he?
Yes.
I think he must... 56, I should think.
You're right, he was born in 1929.
Peter... rightly said, Len Deighton used to write cookery books, and Frank Muir used to tell the story. I don't know whether he still has a partnership in a bookshop, Frank, but a man came in and asked for the latest John Le Carrié, which is a big issue. So Frank said, I can only assume you want the pie that came in from the cold.
Well, Barry, if you can follow that, I have a question for you. One of the great ladies of the theatre, Phyllis Calvert, who starred in films such as Fanny by Gaslight... we always have good ones for you, don't we?
Yes.
Fanny by Gaslight, and Oh, What a Lovely War, as well as many stage successes, was also born today. Any idea when? I'll give you 5 years either way when she was born.
I will go for around 60.
Now I've got to work the date out, haven't I? That's 1924.
1925.
Is that what you're saying?
That's 60.
1925. Well, I've got to be very tough with you here, I'm afraid, since your team are doing very well, because I did say it's actually 1917, so if you'd said 23, we'd have given it to you.
Ah.
Well, we're going to be very mean. Aren't we mean?
Yes.
Well, we're so butch here. Now, Fiona, still with acting, one of the cinema's tough guys, Jack Palance, was born today. Can you tell me how old he is? And again, I'll give you 5 years either way, but we're going to be tough with you as well, so what do you think?
He's been around an awful long time. About 70?
Did I say 5 years either way? Then we will give you that, because he's 65, born in 1920.
His full name, David.
What?
His full name. He's called Walter.
Is he?
Walter Jack Palance. There are no points to that, are there? My head's full of this useless stuff.
Or Wally for short. Sheila, your question, I hate to tell you this, dates back just a little further than that. In fact, to the days when Jimmy Young was still a lad. Yes, 1564, actually. It's the year that today saw the death of one of Italy's great painters, sculptors, and architects. Who was he?
My goodness me. The gleam in your eye can now go, David.
Oh.
Michelangelo.
Michelangelo!
Well, you could get me on that, wouldn't you?
Oh. Now, staying with art for you, Peter, this lad is a comparative youngster. An exhibition to celebrate his bicentenary year opened at the Tate Gallery today in 1976. One of Britain's best-loved landscape artists. Who was he?
Landscape?
Yes.
I was going to say Turner, but I think it's probably Constable.
It is indeed, yes, Constable. Barry, if I said Queen Mary the First to you, would you be able to tell me when she was born? And as it's you, I'll give you 100 years either way.
Not in any way. Historically, I'm historically illiterate. Queen Mary the First.
Mm. I'm giving you 100 either way.
100 years either way, 1700.
No, she was born in 1516.
Well, that's very inconsiderate of her.
I think so too. It was ahead of her time, unfortunately, for you.
It was a long pregnancy.
Final question in our personalities round is for you, Fiona. General Gordon arrived somewhere today in 1884. And no points for saying a gin factory. But any idea where?
Oh, Khartoum.
Khartoum. I don't want to give away any secrets, but there's some excellent teamwork going on. And the game is getting very close indeed, because at the end of that round, we have actually a change in the lead. We have Sheila and Barry with 15 points, and we have Fiona and Peter with 16. Very good round that for Fiona and Peter. Now, do you remember it well? That's the title of our music round, and the first question's for you, Barry. The wife of a Beatle was born today in 1933. Who is she? To give you a little clue, she was a little older than her husband.
Yoko Ono.
Yoko, yeah. Ono Lennon, yes. Peter, you'll love this one. This is probably the most difficult question you've ever been asked. Oh. This country celebrates Independence Day today, and here is its national anthem. Peter,
actually, I think,
as you know,
my
I'm very
tone
generous.
Deafness is an asset in this song.
Imagine them all standing up and sitting down and standing up again.
Right.
Peter, I will give you 150 points if you can tell me the answer. No, I can't.
Does that go for both sides, David?
Well, if Peter can't, we'll throw it open.
Korea.
Well, good try, but we'll throw it. Anybody else, any ideas? For 150 points?
150, is that
yes.
A promise?
Yes. Sheila knows.
Gambia.
Gambia, she's right!
I have to admit, I did not recognise the national anthem.
How did you know that was the music
well,
of Gambia?
Well, I happened to know that was Independence Day, but I didn't recognise the national anthem, so
did
I'm not
really?
That clever.
She buys all her shoes there, actually.
We'll have to find 150 points... from somewhere else with somebody else, I think. 1969. Sheila, this is you again. 1969 was the year when tonight this group had to come up with a name by concert time. The Medicine Show was part of it. What was the rest? It was somebody and the Medicine Show.
Dr. Hook.
Dr. Hook.
Ah, lovely.
I'm sure many of our audience here today and also lots of people listening at home know Sheila very well as a broadcaster, but... Of course, you are quite a musician too, aren't you?
You watch it, Hamilton. If you start giving away state secrets, I can give as good as I get.
We want to know. Let's hear a little story about your days with the, because you were with the Ivy Benson Band for some years, weren't you?
I was going to say something. When I left the Ivy Benson Band, I'm probably the only person here tonight who's worked on a strip show. And as the Tracy sisters, we went to do a show at an American base. It was a stag night. There was an hour and a half of stripping, at the end of which two of us came on with our trombones to cries of, get them off.
Now, Fiona, a question about your hero. He starred in the musicals Grease and Saturday Night Fever and did what most of us wanted to do with Olivia Newton-John. It's his birthday today. Who is he?
John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Yay!
I actually heard just now about Sheila's musical memories, and it might be a good time now, as we're in the month of February, to quiz Fiona briefly about your film, because very shortly you're going to be going away from winter in Britain to warmer climes to make a movie. Tell us about that.
I'm going to Africa to do a television series for the United States. Yes, yes.
And all the time that you're there, you'll be worried about all of us in freezing Britain.
Oh, yes. I'll be really worried about you all.
And we'll be worried about Fiona, won't we? You.
Yeah. Is it fully cast?
I'd love to be able to squeeze you in, Peter.
Well, that's very nice, yeah.
I thought you were doing pretty well up to now over there. Now, Barry, just when you thought you were safe, we have another question for you.
I'm flying to Frinton tomorrow to start vacation filming on Emmanuel Meets Red Rum. It's a new...
Barry, you'll be really glad to know that we have, for you, another national anthem. And here it is. It's that country's national day today. If I told you it was the band of the Gurkhas playing, perhaps you could tell me the nation.
Nepal.
Nepal, right.
I got paranormal messages.
Peter,
I scribbled the answer down and it finished up on Sheila's pad. It's strange, isn't it? Very strange.
Peter, this disc hit the top of the chart today, 20 years ago. Can you tell me the name of the group?
So tired, tired of waiting.
Was it Sharp and the Razors?
Well, they're very tired, whoever they are.
Yes, they were so tired of waiting for you. That's what it was called.
The Kinks. Oh.
The Kinks. Ah.
Not fair.
We want to do that. Yeah.
Sheila, a special concert featuring the following stars was happening tonight in 1965. Matt Munro, The Beatles, Kathy Kirby, Sandy Shaw and Val Dunican. They were celebrating something that had happened to the Daily Mirror. What was it?
Well, I mean, I suppose it had sold more Daily Mirrors than it ever sold in its life before.
Yes, it had a record circulation. If you could hazard a guess at what the record circulation was, we'd give you the points.
The figures?
Yeah. But, well, to the nearest million.
To the nearest million?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, about five?
5 million, right.
Ah, yeah.
Now, finally, in the fun-packed music round, Fiona, this is a record that hit the top of the charts on this day in 1978. The group is ABBA. If you can tell me the song, I'll give you 150 points.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Will it be around? If you got no place to go, I'll be.
It's very difficult, that, isn't it?
Oh, dear, that's a difficult one. Was it called Take a Chance on Me, by any chance?
Well, by some chance it was.
Yeah.
The high scoring has given our scorer, Kate, the most enormous headache. But half an hour later, I will tell you that the score is now Peter and Fiona, 170. Sheila and Barry now in the lead with 173. Of course, it could all change in the last round. It's time to test those lightning reflexes now with the final round. Fingers on the buzzers, please, gang. The USA cut off military aid to Great Britain today in 1964 because we were trading with which Latin American country? Barry.
Cuba.
Cuba, right. Coward of the County by Kenny Rogers was at the top of the pop charts today. Was it 5, 10 or 15 years ago? Barry again.
15.
No. Well, Peter.
No. 10.
No. Sheila.
5.
You surprised me. Yes, 5. 1980.
I was going to say 5 and I couldn't get it in.
Should have been.
Nagayo Marsh died in New Zealand today in 1982. What was she known for? Peter.
She wrote thrillers. Detective
yes.
stories.
A novelist, that's right. And finally, on February the 18th, 1965, the British Medical Association urged legislation against people who drink and drive. In pints of beer, what was the limit they urged? Peter?
One.
Any advance on one? Fiona?
A three.
Any advance on three? Oh, Sheila?
Two.
She
How advanced?
She's in reverse.
We're back to Fiona again.
Four.
Four, right. Four. Sheila, that was brilliant. Your maths has me completely flummoxed, and Kate's our scorers as well. But at the end of the contest, the scores look like this. We have Fiona and Peter with 174 points. Sheila and Barry are the winners with 179. Well, many thanks to our brave panel. It's time for us to let the mists of time envelop February the 18th again, only pausing to pass on this report from 1980. Soviet fighter pilots have been banned from having sex the night before flying, a spokesman said. Russian pilots go about their duties in a rigid, mechanical way from breakfast to bedtime. Goodbye. That was Some of These Days, February 18th, and the chair was David Hamilton. On the panel was Fiona Fullerton, Sheila Tracy, Peter Jones, and Barry Croft. Questions set by Rob Metcalf and produced by Paul Spencer.